7 minutes to 8. If you've just joined us, good morning. You have joined us just in time for our 60-second sermon. And this morning it's brought to you by my studio guest, Alex Goldberg.
Yesterday in synagogue, we read from what we call Parshat Chukat. Chukat in Hebrew means laws and statutes, but they're specific laws that we do out of faith. In other words, there are no reasons stated in the Torah for doing these laws. To quote a famous advertising slogan, just do it. Yesterday we were reading about the purification through the ashes of a red heifer following touching a dead body. But Chukat also includes laws, including the kosher dietary laws. Faith is complex, faith is hard, to explain to the outsider. Indeed, in the 19th century, a number of Jewish scholars, mainly apologists, wanted to explain kosher food in terms of rational thought, and they talked about good health and hygiene. They were probably right in terms of science, but not right in terms of the reason we do it. I see faith wherever I go. I have worked with the Jewish community in Gerber in Tunisia. This community emerged 2,000 years ago from Jews fleeing the Romans in Judea. 10 years ago, their old synagogue, where they believe part of the old temple is located under the floor, was attacked in a terrorist attack by Al-Qaeda. The leaders in Gerber, though, stayed, and indeed the community is growing. They built new schools and also invited those who had left over the decades to come back at least once a year to celebrate with them, and thousands do. This week we saw other horrendous attacks in Tunisia, tourists appearing on television, and they're vowing to rebuild their lives already. Tunisians involved in the tourist industry vowing to rebuild their lives, their industry, and indeed thousands protesting against terrorism in the streets of Tunisia. All that is faith. It is a season of fasting. Muslim friends are fasting for a month of Ramadan. Jews remembering the past will fast twice this month. It's all faith. Today we heard on this show from ministers in Pepper Harrow and Fleet whose churches were destroyed by fire. One has been rebuilt, and yes, one will be rebuilt. It's faith. And this week, 10 years on from the 7th of July bombings, at least one very close friend of mine has tried to rebuild their life. I've seen it at first hand. It's faith. Whilst we all like to explain the reason for doing things in rational, scientific terms, for many of us, we do it out of a sense of duty and a sense of greater purpose. Sometimes this is recognized, such as Armed Forces Day yesterday, and often it is not. But it all comes out of faith. Faith. Just do it.
Alex Goldberg, thank you.